98FM. Now, that's what I call sport podcast.
Now, Shamrock Rovers are into their first FAI Cup final since the Aviva Stadium opened back in 2010. They've beaten bitter rivals Bohemians 2-0 on Friday in a game which saw drama on and off the pitch at a sold-out Dadium and Park. The Shamrock Rovers head coach Stephen Bradley was, as you can imagine, delighted.
I'm delighted. I'm proud of the players, of the staff, because they've come here and really controlled the game in the semi-final, biggest rivals, and they've dealt really well and should have won the game by more goals, to be fair.
At the end, the fans and the players and the staff, and you managed to have your team huddle right in front of your 600, 700, 800 fans. That's a nice moment. What do you say to the players there, right in front of the fans who love them?
Just enjoy it, because it's these moments don't come around too often. Winning semi-finals, getting into finals, they don't happen too often. I was lucky to play in a few. But I think as a group, you have enough down times negative times when you're in the group. We did on Monday night, but when you get nights like tonight, they're special and you have to embrace and enjoy.
Yeah, it's amazing the difference 4 days makes, from Dundalk winning the league and you guys having to be gracious and shake their hands on Monday, to beating your main rivals in the biggest game of the season tonight.
Yeah, and that's football, that's the highs and lows, and Dundalk won the league deservedly so, and like you said, we have to stand there and see that happen, and you've got to take your medicine, but you've got to fuel it and make sure it makes you better, and I did that tonight. I think you can see the focus in the players, how they approach the game. I thought they were a different class.
And lastly, on to the final now, you'll play Dundalk or Sligo at the Aviva. Will you go to Sligo on Sunday, the type of manager that wants to go and watch the semi in person?
Yeah, definitely, I'll go and watch it. It's always different when you watch it live, and yeah, I'll go and have a look. We won't see anything new from both teams, two good sides, but we'll definitely go and watch it.
But nice to have won first and to be able to go there on Sunday and know you're getting ready for either team that you play in the final.
Yeah, it's obviously nice, we've done our business early and we're in the final, so we'll enjoy tonight, and then I'll go there Sunday and we'll get focused. We have Sligo next week, so we'll focus on them for Monday.
And you've been there before 2010 as a player with Rovers in the first ever cup final at the Aviva since it got rebuilt, and memories 9 years on to bring your team back there as a manager now, it's come full circle.
Yeah, it's a proud moment that we can lead this special club out the Aviva, but there's so much on the front of it, obviously, and I get the credit, but it's about the staff, it's about the players, it's about the board that backed us when people didn't want them to back us, and that's what it's about. Life's the easy job of putting the team out there.
The Shamrock Rovers view from their head coach Stephen Bradley. Now let's hear from Bowes and their captain Derek Pender.
Frustration, Jamie, you know, it's a big night, you know, we didn't show up, we weren't good enough tonight, and it's just a tough night.
Was there a point in that kind of second half where you thought we're going to get something?
Yeah, you felt in the game even after they scored, I thought that we were comfortable, you know, we were probably the most dangerous as well, we had more of the ball. But you know, it's the way it goes, you know, there's a lot of young lads in there, you know, they'll hopefully gain from this experience, and nights like tonight will stay with them, and they'll push on in the future.
And you're back to the league now, competing for Europe. You can't get it through the cup now, but you can still get it through the league, and yourselves, Derry won tonight and Pats weren't playing, so a big few weeks to go.
Yeah, massive, you know, we'll come in again in the morning. Disappointing weekend, obviously we'll be all down, but Monday we'll be back in ready to go for next Friday.
And lastly, making two semi-finals in a row, albeit you didn't win either, with a young squad and some experienced players, that shows where the club is going and where you hope to go in the future, that you can get to these stages even though it's disappointing not to win them.
Yeah, definitely, like, you know, people were relegating us at the start of the season, you know, with a chance in Europe and we're in the semi-final of the cup. I know it's not good enough that we didn't perform tonight, you know, it's disappointing, but there's good group in there with Keith. If the club back them all the way, I'm sure they'll come in the future.
So the game delayed by 5 minutes at the start because the Shamrock Rovers fans threw numerous flares onto the pitch into the box where the Bowes goalkeeper James Talbot was preparing. So they had to be taken off the pitch. And then when Shamrock Rovers scored their first goal, more flares thrown on, more delays. And then the Bowes fans threw some bottles on towards Ronan Finn. And then in the second half, fans on the pitch, maybe 6 or 7 or 8 fans on the pitch, and trying to get the Bowes fans trying to get the Rovers and Rovers fans trying to get back on, etc. And the lack of security to actually stop the people getting on the pitch, for me, was astounding given the number of police and riot police and stewards there. And I recorded a video on Twitter of what went on during that second half. Take a listen.
Bowes fans on the pitch here at Dalymount. There's trouble here at Dalymount Park, lads. This is not going to end well for anybody, really. Shamrock Rovers fans are now coming back on. What an absolute disaster this is. The referees should really take the players off the pitch now, because this is going to end in chaos. So the Garda Armed Support Unit, or the riot police, are now on the pitch as well. Wouldn't even call these people football fans. They should be banned from League of Ireland grounds, never let back in again. Ruins it for the 3,300 here, and 3,000 of them are good football fans. But this is not good, and the fans being dragged out, they should be named and shamed. Absolutely. shocking stuff here at Daly Mount. And unfortunately, this was always a possibility that was going to happen. Gardaí are now getting involved with some of the other Bowes fans. How the stewards, the game is over-policed in my opinion, how the stewards and the Gardaí allow the fans to get onto the pitch makes absolutely no sense to me. Anyway, it seems to have calmed down now, thankfully. I would not like to be around the streets of this stadium afterwards.
And it's fair to say I've been absolutely hammered by a small quarter of people on Twitter for putting up the video and for my commentary through it. And just to say that I won't be shouted down on social media for publishing a video of one football fan or two football fans or six football fans on a pitch trying to cause fights and trying to cause trouble. I will not be talked down for doing that because it discourages people from going to League of Ireland games. And a couple of people who replied to my tweet having said just that, Peter said, the organisers have a lot to answer for and to explain about their lack of preventing a few scumbags onto the pitch. Maybe a lot will be written about the few, but the majority behave themselves. These scumbags use the cover of League of Ireland games to act hard men. Simon said, if Dundalk make the final, I won't bring my children. I'll also be very careful where I walk and when. It's sad but true. The Gardaí will need to be organised and it's only a small element, but 40 or 50 tugs can do a lot of harm. And finally from Pascal, I brought my daughter to the last game in Talla and she does not want to go to another game after she saw the things and the amount of Gardaí on duty. Why are these idiots allowed in and to ruin things for the majority of supporters? It's not going to get more people into the games. And that's my point exactly. And to the people tweeting me and sending me DMs on Instagram and Twitter, fair play to you, because I will continue to highlight stuff like this when it happens. We want to talk about the football, but when this crap happens, it needs to be highlighted. And Nathan, the thing is, everybody at that match allegedly were either season ticket holders or members of both clubs. That's how they got tickets, because it was only a 3,300 capacity. So the club should know who they are and they should be banned.
Yeah, it's just complete and utter nonsense, the people that are involved in this situation, and more so the people that are actually having a dig at you for reporting on it. What are they expecting? Like, this is obviously damaging the game. It's not bringing any positive to the game. So again, I'd be completely backing you on this situation.
Yeah, the issue is, and it was only a very, very small number of fans and nothing major happened in terms of actual fights on the pitch, but it very easily could have. If a couple more fans got on, you've then got fans physically fighting on the pitch, which has happened before, and that's a scary place to be for anybody. People get hurt and people are talking about it wasn't a great match, but we should be talking about the match, but we're not. And it does have to be talked about. And hopefully in future derbies, particularly at Daly Mount, the stewarding and the Garda presence do what they're there to do, which is actually stop fans getting at each other. Now, the other semi-final sees double winners Dundalk on the road to the showgrounds to face Sligo Rovers. Kick-off tonight at 5 o'clock. Dundalk head coach Finney Perth, first team coach John Gill and defender Sean Hoare have been helping me look ahead.
We've been in the middle of Europe. We've been down in Cove, way to Derry, way to Waterford and now away to Sligo. So if we're going to get to the FAI Cup final, we're going to do it the hard way. But the players will be ready. You know, I hope the showgrounds are sold out. I think League of Ireland needs and FAI needs. And again, I hope it's a good night on Sunday for TV and the good of the game.
There's an FAI Cup semi-final to come on Sunday against Sligo. Liam Buck is going to be on a podcast this week as well. He's hoping to win the game, get back to the Aviva. He's a very great history in the Cup. But Dundalk are going to try and win the Cup again, win the treble, and I'm sure you have lots of confidence you can go and do that.
We have a really tricky assignment up in Sligo. They've already turned us over there earlier on in the season. So we're going up there with we know exactly what's ahead of us. These group of players have already, they don't owe anybody anything, but they're on the cusp of creating something really, really special. And we want to try and do that as a group.
And lastly, that special thing is an Aviva Stadium final again. It's a treble, which hasn't been done in years and years and years. Will that be mentioned in the build-up? Will it be mentioned before the match? Will it be mentioned at half-time if you're drawn or losing?
It probably will be now, Jamie, because it's a realistic target now, I think. I think it's well within our remit to do it. It's funny, most of these players weren't born when the last treble was done. I was playing in the league then, and I remember that Derry side, and I can name them 1 to 11 to you, because I played against them. So you've a real chance to leave a massive, massive legacy. Now, these players have already left a legacy, but what a legacy would be if you could go and do a treble. It would be an absolutely superb achievement, and you know what? They deserve it.
And lastly, you'll face your old friend Liam Buckley in the FAI Cup semi-final on Sunday. A manager who wants to get back to the Aviva. He has great experience in the Cup. You know that from playing under him. Mm. What's your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, look, Liam will love getting back to the Aviva if he does, and he's, he really drills into his players how good it is, how good a feeling it is to get there. So, look, we've played up there a couple of times this year, and it's been very tough. Especially with a packed crowd, I think it'll be really tough. And they play good football, and obviously one of the well documented results, in a negative way for us was up there that they beat us. So look, it's a semi, anything can happen, but we'll have to get back on it now this week, and cut celebration short and go again.
The Sligo manager Liam Buckley won the FAI Cup with St Pat's back in 2014, and he says excitement in Sligo is at fever pitch ahead of tonight's game.
100%. There's plenty of excitement in the town up there. We're really looking forward to it. You know, it's a semi-final. Listen, you can play well in semi-finals and lose, and you can equally play poor and win. So look, it's going to be for grabs. We know it's going to be difficult, but look, I think everybody's looking forward to the game. It's one game away from the Aviva. Sligo have been there a few years back. There were brilliant occasions for the club, you know, for the supporters, for all our sponsors. The whole town is fully alive, you know, and the expectancy is that, listen, if our lads can just give it our best shot, that's all we can do, and please God we can get through.
And Liam, from your own point of view, you're a manager who loves the FAI Cup. You won it with St Pat's back in 2014, that famous win at the Aviva, the first time in over 50 years that the club had won the Cup. I know you're not in the final just yet, but from your own point of view, you do have a great history in it, and I'm sure you're very hopeful to try and lead your team back to the Aviva.
Look, we're competitive. We've got that competitive edge now. I've no doubt it'll be a tricky game for both clubs the weekend. I'm sure Dundalk are coming up, you know, expecting to win. You look at the panel of players they have and where they've gone, what they've done in recent years. From our end of it, we've turned a bit of a corner in relation to, you know, being competitive and dogmatic about how we're trying to play and whatever. I've no doubt we'll put in a decent performance. You know, and hopefully it's enough, because it is a special day in the Aviva. As I said, you can play well and lose, you can play poorly and win. And, you know, it's just a special occasion. So hopefully, as I say, we've a tricky match against some dogs. So let's see how we go and we can take it from there.
And I'm sure as well this Cup semi-final has given the group a real focus for the final weeks of the season, given that you're not going to finish in the bottom two or three and you're not going to make Europe, Liam. So it's a great, you know, chance, and managers often say as well, you know, the Cup sometimes can keep seasons alive, and that's certainly, you know, being the case for your group.
Certainly will, yeah, because obviously, as you say there, we're not going to make Europe this year through the league. Obviously, if you could do it through the Cup, it'd be, you know, there's two rewards. One is you get paid for Europe for next year, and here it is, you've won a semi-final and you've won a final. And they're special occasions. So, as I say, we've got to get over the first hurdle first, and we do appreciate we're not favourites. There'll be odds on favourites to win against us. Dundalk will be. But that said, look, I've no doubt they're allowed to be excited about putting a bit of performance, and hopefully we'll step up to the plate.
Yeah, the Sligo boss Liam Buckley. A full chat with Liam available right now in the podcast section of 98FM.com. That game, Sligo against Dundalk, it's live on RTE2. It's at the showgrounds tonight at 5. Nathan, one Premier game on Friday.
There was indeed, and Derry piled more woes onto Neil Finn's Cork. They hammered them 4-0.
98FM. Now that's what I call sport. Get the full show every Sunday morning from 9, only on 98FM.